Imagine a 7-story hotel in which each floor is a ground floor. We'll take you to the town where that unusual sight and much more still attracts thousands. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today. And the Bureau of Land Management, currently seeking bids for the care of wild horses. Learn more at BLM.gov.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
The Bureau of Land Management is seeking bids for new off-range pastures for care of wild horses. Each facility must be able to provide humane care for a one-year period with a renewal option. The BLM manages and protects wild horses and burros while working to ensure that population levels are in balance. This solicitation is open until April 18, 2015. For general questions about the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program and to see if you qualify, please visit BLM.gov.
Mike Bishop oversees the Chamber of Commerce for a truly unique town.
We're the only town in America where our entire downtown district is on the National Register of Historic Places.
He's speaking of Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The geography in the Ozark Mountains, combined with the draw of the cool spring waters, created amazing architecture as well.
The Basin Park Hotel, a 7-story hotel, which every level is on ground level. You can come out on ground level because of the way it's built into the side of a mountain. The Crescent Hotel, I mean, we hear stories of how when they built the Crescent Hotel, the natural limestone that was cut and carried by workhorses and by carting it up that way.
And up that way was truly a very steep climb. Especially a century ago. This was a major city in the state in its early days.
There was a point in our history where Eureka Springs had a population of over 20,000 people, and we were considered the second largest city in Arkansas. There were two significant fires in the history of our city that pretty much destroyed our downtown area a couple of different times, and so that all had to be rebuilt.
Many of Eureka Springs' historic buildings remain. While other towns have surpassed it in size, people still enjoy visiting this town, tucked away between Branson and Fayetteville.
Our standard population is around 2,000 people here of actual residents that are here, but during about 8 or 9 months of the year, we swell to about 8,000 to 10,000 people a day.
It's truly a city with a unique past and a vibrant present. Traveling the countryside in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.